today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima. Today, Wednesday, is the 4th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 28th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Let's listen to one of the chapters of the Holy Quran for today, chapter Ash-Shura, Verse 23.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from the noble Prophet of Islam that when he arrived in Medina, the pillars of the Islamic faith were fortified. The helpers, or Ansar, said, "We will go to the noble Prophet and will tell him if he has financial needs." When he was informed of their offer, the verse, "Tell them that I do not expect any remuneration, but the love for my kith and kin," was revealed. This verse was revealed. Tell them that I do not expect any remuneration but the love for my kith and kin. The Prophet of Islam recited the blessed verse to them and said, "Love my family after my demise."
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa
Dear brothers and sisters, during a few episodes of today's special, we have spoken about the great lady, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. I entitled this part as the Lady of the Worlds. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, the Messenger of Allah, emphasized The exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions, in one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad stated, O Fatima, indeed Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, He would only be angered or pleased righteously. The Prophet's words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicators of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyyah. In the masjids or in the mosques, everyone prays in the same way, and the caliph is the imam of the congregation. There is no official and serious dissenting voice. Sometimes they allowed some oppositions to take place in protest against some different governors, but to officially criticize their ideology, no one had such courage to deal with it. For example, Sa'd ibn Ubadah did not pay allegiance and he went to Syria. Khalid ibn Walid killed him. And they said that the jinn killed him or he was caught by invisible arrows. Or, for example, Umm Salama was banned from Baitul Mal for 1 year. That is, there was no room for anyone to disagree, and no one would do this. The population of the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen were also extremely small. They did not express their opposition due to reasons such as taqiyya and the conditions of that day. No matter what happened, there was no difference between the people until the story of Uthman's mother. No matter what happened, there was no difference between the people until the story of third caliph's murder. In the murder of Uthman, the atmosphere became polarized and some people became supporters of Imam Ali alayhi salam and chose him not as an infallible imam but as a person who is the best option for the caliphate. Some people joined the Umayyad movement and a few joined the Zubayri movement. At that time, some followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam accepted him from a political point of view and considered him and considered the former and the latter higher than him. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam dismissed the judge of Kufa, they objected to him and said that he was appointed by the second caliph and you had no right to dismiss him. So in the meantime, in order to clarify the intellectual foundation of those few people who were in favor of Imam Ali alayhi salam's belief with others, Imam Ali alayhi salam sometimes differed by referring to that day. For example, in the letter that he wrote to Uthman ibn Hunayf, Imam alayhi salam mentions this matter somewhere that is not completely related to the topic, that he says, I am your imam and I have nothing in this world except 2 loaves of bread. We had a FedEx sometime in the past, but some people out of some, reasonings, they took it from us. And but Allah is the best of judges in the world and someday He will judge among us.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
When we look at the characteristics of Lady Fatima, we reach to devotedness. Fatima devoted herself to Allah and resorted to Him totally in all of her affairs. This was clear in her du'as. Fatima often supplicated Allah with this du'a, O Allah, by your knowing of the unseen and your power over the creation, make me live if you know that life is better to me, and make me die if you know that death is better to me. O Allah, I ask you for loyalty and for the fear of you in pleasure and in anger, and for economy in wealth and poverty. O Allah, I ask you for incessant bliss, and ask you for ceaseless delight, and ask you for satisfaction with faith, and ask you for a good life after death, and ask you for the looking at your face, and the eagerness to your meeting without a harming distress or any dark sedition. O Allah, adorn us with adornment of faith, and make us guided and guides. O you, the Lord of the worlds.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya Binta Muhammad, Ya Qurrata Ayn al-Rasul, Ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana. إنا توجينا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
We know Fatima as the axis of intercession. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Fatima is the axis of intercession on the Day of Judgment. Indeed, she is called Fatima, for Allah has safeguarded her and her followers from the hellfire. Jabir, the distinguished companion of the Messenger of Allah who lived long enough to visit Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, asked the Imam to inform him of the status of his grandmother, the Lady Fatima. Part of the hadith reads, "On the Day of Judgment, people will be ordered, bend your heads down and lower your gaze, for indeed this is Fatima proceeding to paradise." She then will ask the Almighty, "O my Lord, I will like my status to be known in this day." Thus the Almighty Allah addresses her, "O daughter of my beloved, look back and find whoever there is a love in their heart for you, or for any of your offspring, to take their hands and enter them into paradise."
So when did Rasulullah say Fatima is the mother of her father? Because to understand the weight of this statement, you have to contextualize it. When did Rasulullah say Fatima ummu abiha? Do you know when? After Rasulullah lost the two pillars of his life. When Rasulullah lost Khadija and he lost Abu Talib. That year was known as what? Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Khadija, his financial backer, his emotional backbone, leaves this world. Abu Talib, who's the only reason why the Prophet wasn't assassinated up until that point, because he concealed his faith. It put him in an important negotiating position with the Meccans. He loses both of them. When you have a community and you're being persecuted and you're being targeted and you're being boycotted, any help you have is appreciated. Rasulullah loses Abu Talib and Khadija. The future of Islam looks very bleak. The Muslims are trying to survive. Rasulullah is a leader. Everyone is looking to him for support, for guidance, for hope. Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullahi alayha. She was about 7 years old. She becomes the emotional support of her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha bi'adad ma ahata bihi ilmuk. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به